Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, and I do mean everybody, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we're going to go way out there to California and get started with our first guest of the week. And that would be none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. And good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
Yes, and it is 57 degrees with clear skies right here at the Tampa International Airport. Temperature by morning will be down around 50 in the 40s to the north of us. So I would think they're going to run right in. There they go. See, they ran right back inside.
Yep.
And by the way, they all had steam coming from the cups they had, so I think they were drinking the hot toddies again.
All right, well, to start the week off with that.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, in the dead of night, Saturday morning, just about the time we went on the air, House Democrats passed the $1.2 trillion so-called infrastructure bill, where only $110 billion, come to find out, actually goes for roads and bridges. The rest of the bill spends over $1 trillion on Green New Deal initiatives and woke social justice programs. How about that?
Well, you know, Captain, we're going to find ourselves down the road here a little bit, and we're going to see that this bill, the money that they're going to spend on this bill, is not going to make people's lives better. We're not going to see energy come down in price. We are already dealing with a Secretary of Energy who says, no matter what happens, the price of the heating your home is going to go up no matter what. So, yes, they are going to spend the money on their woke programs, as it were, but it's going to have a very deleterious effect on American life. It's not going to do what they think it's going to do.
Well, Biden's irresponsible economic policies have created an unemployment and supply chain disaster. The fact that it's leaving our grocery store shelves empty in some cases, and wallets empty too, because of what it's costing to fill your car and buy food. Now, when the price of labor rises for farmers, guess what's going to happen to the price of food?
Well, it's going to go up, yes.
You bet. because they're working on getting the price of labor on the farms up to some ridiculous level, because the cheapest labor was always on the farms because they were able to hire the people with the green cards to do their work, this, that, and the other, and they never got paid anything close to what the American minimum wage was for a reason.
Well, exactly, and we're seeing these effects all over the economy. People are, in a de facto way, being told, get used to shortages, get used to this kind of lifestyle, there won't be enough. Captain, this does not bode well. We get another year into this Biden administration, and only Lord knows just how bad it can really, really get.
Now, there were a couple of different polls that came out yesterday that show Joe Biden tanking worse than what he was. The USA Today Suffolk University poll had his favorability ratings at 38%. That's the lowest they've been yet.
That's exactly right. And I think, Captain, we're going to see more and more of people in the Biden administration trying to tell us that, you know, don't believe your eyes, don't believe what you see, don't believe these polls. You'll have people saying, I think it was Clyburn earlier on Sunday saying, well, it's really a tough time to become president. Now, all these things are going wrong. Well, guess what? Things weren't going wrong until after, you know, fundamentally until after January the 20th of this year. And the Biden administration came in. Even Chris Wallace was I think a little surprised and said, "Look, you know, Biden was supposed to be a moderate. He was supposed to govern in that way, but he hasn't done that. And everything.
I'm going to bring the country together."
Right, exactly. And we have seen exactly the opposite. Stoking of racial division, stoking of class division, stoking of general unrest, and, you know, the border crisis, Afghanistan, Bidenflation, you name it, Captain, all across the board. You know, I think people would be able to deal with things. And we would see a light at the end of the tunnel if it was one thing. If we had one particular issue that was really, you know, really doing something, really vexing us, but it's everything all at the same time. And Joe Biden seems to be living in a dream world.
Well,
where he's this popular president, and everything he says, and he can yell at
it's
anybody.
It's not true. And if he talks about being popular amongst anybody, he's out of his mind, because I got numbers to dispute and debunk all of that. First of all, the USA Today Suffolk University poll brought him in at the 38% favorability rating. The latest Emerson College poll, which came out late Friday, has him at a 41% approval rating. And he's underwater in the Trafalgar poll by 8 points. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll have more when we come back here in the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to give us a call, it's 877-969-8600. Here we go.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. And you can go over there. And you can take a look at everything that's on the homepage and see all the tremendous savings on the products he's got there. And it all has got it listed with it with the promo code, so much as the price. Well, the promo code is always going to be Captain. Now, they also have a page called the Radio Listener Specials page. And if you go to that page, you're going to find out that you're going to find 24 to 30 different items listed there, and all of them are going to be at ridiculously low prices that you can save a bunch of money with. So, consequently, the promo code again, Captain. Now, if you don't want to use a computer, but you do want to talk to somebody live and in living color, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. 5459 to get the details and place your order and answer any questions that you have. So again, MyPillow.com, the promo code is always going to be Captain, and the phone number is always going to be 800-641-5459. And I don't know what you're waiting for, because Christmas is not that far away. There's a lot of product still sitting on these ships waiting to come in to be taken to the big box stores. You can order your Christmas gifts right there at MyPillow.com. You got it. It's done. And you're helping out an American patriot. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, I want to talk about something first and get it out there before our caller comes in here. The New Jersey governor's race, Kyle, has been called for the Democratic incumbent Phil Murphy after a too-close-to-call race for about 24 hours. Now, this comes after obvious issues were identified where 40,000 ballots were awarded to Murphy in Bergen County after the county was reported as 100% reported. Isn't that odd?
Very odd, indeed. People don't want these kinds of things. They certainly want explanations for them. And we also know that the Citarelli campaign is waiting upon many of these ballots that were able to come in up to, I believe, November the 8th.
Today.
So they
had to be postmarked today.
Well, in by today.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. But so they're waiting upon those, and they certainly want to make sure that that all the votes are in fact counted. We hear this from Democrats all the time, especially when Democrats lose. When Democrats lose, it's, well, they didn't count all the votes, you know. But in this case, they definitely want to make sure that every last vote is counted. But the other ones that suddenly appeared, you know, you can't have more votes in districts that have already reported all of the votes.
No, and they may have been absentee ballots, we're being told, just like in the race where the truck driver beat the long-serving senator who was the president of the Senate. He was leading by about 2,500 votes, and they just found 12,000 votes, all of which are mail-in ballots. Now, the general consensus is not all those ballots would go for the Democrat. So, therefore, if the race went the way that it did down there in South Jersey, because this is a rural farming area that this race was at, that the votes went 3-1 for the Republican in that area, that these mail-in ballots might go the same way.
Very possible. And, of course, also the mail-in ballots have to be legit. There has to be some way of verifying that.
Yeah. And they do have a verification system there. Okay, so I wanted to get that out there for everybody because this all surfaced between Friday and right now. So here we go again. All right, let's go to the telephone line, and we've got, Todd in Tampa. Okay, Todd, 60 seconds. Go for it.
Down in business, ladies and gentlemen. Petrillo, I don't understand why, you know, you should have been screaming about it. I'm a Trump guy. Anybody who's running as a Republican, if you're not a Trump guy, we're not voting for you. You understand that? If you're going to shy away from Trump, we know you suck. Okay, even if you say you love Trump, we don't trust you anyway. Okay, but we got no choice. Let me tell all the states in the country, we're not paying for this $1.75 billion. We'll give you the $110 billion for infrastructure, even though you don't know what you're doing about any construction, but we're not paying for that, no. You said it was an infrastructure bill, so you lied. You got another $1.75 trillion, whatever you got over there, that has nothing to do with infrastructure. So you lied. So the pretense is a false fabrication. So we're not paying for your lies. We're not paying for your crap. We're not doing that. DeSantis, I want you to sue, and the people of Florida. I don't care about the other. Your governor is a piece of crap and wants to sell you out. That's fine, but we're not paying for that, and we're not adhering to that garbage. I don't care what the Supreme Crooks who haven't done anything since we busted our butt to get them on the Supreme Court. By the way, 60 million babies is a murder. That's murder in the first degree, just like Alec Baldwin did. Okay, we're not having it. Okay, we're not having it. Texas wants to put their law. They're fine, and they should be 9-0. That the state has the right to do what they want to do in their state. Okay, and you need concealed carry to carry your gun at all times because the left has a hitman on every corner. Stand up for our cops.
Okay.
Stand up for our Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. Let me say something else about this sport.
Make it quick.
Okay. I'm going to say what's happening in the NFL about them taking a player off the field before the game. You know, gambling is a big trillion-dollar business, and then they take a player off the field. That is more corrupt than Pete Rose lying about betting on his own team.
All right, thank you. Thank
you.
Okay, that was good enough, right, Kyle?
Right, yep.
Yeah, okay, because he was going in a direction that's got nothing to do with what we're talking about, but that's okay. This senator, the current incumbent Democratic senator that was beaten by Edward Durr, the truck driver, the district, which includes Cumberland, Gloucester, and Salem counties, is where the 12,000 ballots came from. And given the number of votes in that race, 12,000 ballots aren't going to just drop out of the air somewhere for Sweeney. However, this day today, for the mail-in ballots to come in by November 8th is the cutoff. They have to be postmarked the day of the election. Did you know that?
Yes, that's right. And then they have time to come in by the 8th.
They can't be postmarked the day after the election or the day 2 days after or whatever. They have to be posted on the day of the election, which was November the 2nd.
That's right.
So, but they had until the 8th to get there.
That's correct.
So we'll see what happens, because that'll be the other thing. And I have a feeling that this Sweeney guy is going to be the Stacey Abrams and Hillary Clinton crowd, you know, part of that crowd attacking democracy and saying, well, I didn't lose, I got cheated, or some crap like that. And we all know, everybody knows, even the people in his district know that this guy got beat.
Well, I think that's exactly right. Yes, you might hear some kind of rhetoric about the race wasn't right or this kind of thing. But that's because they can't get out of their own experience sometimes, Captain. Some of these Democrat office holders, they really truly believe that they are somehow entitled to be elected. And
well, when they've been there 16 years like this guy was, yeah, I would say that's true.
Exactly. So this, they can't wrap their head around it. They can't get the idea that things have gotten so bad, and then suddenly you get someone who's not political in the sense of being a political candidate ever before, and they come in and they win. And that's because the public wants a change.
Now, a federal court blocked the Biden administration's private business COVID-19 vaccine mandate for the temporary period for them to allow themselves to get their evidence that they need together and prove why this vaccine or this mandate shouldn't be allowed to go on.
Right. This is a really big deal. And, of course, it did happen over the weekend. So it has been put on hold for right now. At the central question of all this, Captain, is does the chief executive have the constitutional authority to make this mandate? And I think you'll even find that governors, even Democrats in some cases, are pushing back against that. Our society and our system of government is set up in such a way that you're not supposed to be able to run roughshod over people, but that's exactly what Joe Biden is doing. The Joe Biden administration people are doing this for some reason, and they are not going through the regular channels. And I think, too, just as an aside, I think they've given up trying to win the hearts and minds of people to get them to get vaccinated. Now it's just going to be coercion.
Yep, probably true. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more into Captain's America Third Watch. And we're going to let our friend Jeff take us out to the break. He's got a liner. I haven't played it till right now. Let's see what it sounds like here. And away we go.
Live from Tampa Bay, Florida, it's the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. You can talk to the captain toll-free, 1-877-969.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott. Rappers Travis Scott and Drake, as well as the Astroworld concert organizers, are facing at least two lawsuits after a tragic crowd surge at their concert in Houston left 8 dead and around 300 injured on Friday night.
Anytime I can make out, you know, anything that's going on, I just stop the show and, you know, help them get the help they need, you know. I could just never imagine the severity of the situation.
Scott addressing the tragedy on social media. Epic Times reporting that legal action has been filed on behalf of two concert attendees. More claims expected to be filed by lawyers. Hundreds of thousands of workers from various industries expected to take part in a nationwide strike against vaccine mandates this week. The event kicking off Monday in Los Angeles. It's described as a 4-day nationwide walkout. USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Live from Tampa Bay, Florida, it's the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. You can talk to the captain toll-free, 1-877-969-8600. Call now.
Alrighty, that's Jeff in Sarasota made that for us. Tried it, tested it on the outro, tested it on the intro. It's better coming on the intro in terms of volume. But anyway, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is part of my daily ritual that I take for the inflammation that I have in my left ankle and foot and leg that swells up occasionally, and this will help reduce the swelling and keep the inflammation down. Plus, it also helps me with the pain that I have, not only from that area of my body, but also other things that I've broken, like my back or my wrist or my shoulder. And because I have arthritis, this definitely helps. It cuts the pain. It makes life bearable. Now, that's because it's all natural. It has the natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps the body to support its natural response to inflammation by also lowering or eliminating pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got going on by going straight to the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free, no narcotics in it at all. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, something that your body needs to have anyway. And it only costs $19.95, and you get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 on the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. Give it a try. All you have to do, all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right. A bipartisan bill has been tossed out there which seeks to rein in the big tech mergers that harm competition. I don't know where this is going to go, but what do you think?
Well, we certainly are looking at a real consolidation overall with technology, and especially how we interact with it in terms of social media and so forth, but also just how we're going to live our daily lives. And so a lot of times when you take away choice, that can be harmful, because people, you know, have to just sort of, you know, take whatever they're given in that sense. But, and at the same time too, people have the right to, you know, to express themselves and so forth. And we've seen exactly what's happened when you have, pretty much a domination, by one or two companies in the social media world.
Now, the cruise ships are starting to move again. You know that, right?
Yep. Yep.
The overseas tours are starting to get back in place again. You know that, right?
Right.
So, as a result, leisure and travel stocks have started to rally as the fading Delta wave has upended now the pandemic portfolios where, you know, we were hearing, well, you can't go anywhere. Well everybody's got to have a mask. Well, everybody's got to be vaccinated. Well, suddenly, a lot of that doesn't hold true anymore.
Well, I do know this. I know that the general public, at least the public that I've been interacting with out in my travels of late, the public is, I want to say, done with COVID. That may not be the best way to put it, but only in the sense that...
I get it.
Yeah. People, they are not living their lives about COVID any longer. They want to get out there. They want to do stuff. They want to get together. They want to go to concerts. You know, the Stones are out touring right now, and I'm seeing a lot of things on social media and so forth. People have been to the Stones concerts, and they're having a good time. They're living their lives again. I think much to the chagrin of Dr. Fauci, for example. They are going to travel. They're going to live their lives. They don't want to live in fear any longer. They do want to take precautions, but at the same time, they're not going to simply stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. And speaking of stopping, Aaron Rodgers was not playing for the Packers yesterday because he was sitting out on COVID protocol, having tested positive, and he may or may not be back again next week and may face a fine or some suspensions for doing some things that may have violated the league's COVID policy. Don't know. They're all checking in on that. We'll see. But he blasted the leftists for ripping the vaccines under Donald Trump and then loving them under Joe Biden, to the point to where the woke mob is conducting a witch hunt for him and going after him, trying to get him not to be able to play football because of his, you know, and they're calling it whatever they're calling it, but they're going after him to get him off the football field.
Yeah, they certainly are. You know, we saw, Captain, back when the COVID-19 pandemic was in full swing, here came President Trump, very practical, you know, something career politicians don't necessarily come up with, the idea, well, wait a minute, we've got this virus, let's get a vaccine. He got Operation Warp Speed underway. We all know the story on that. But at that time, though, having a vaccine, I think, was not what the Democrats wanted. And especially if Trump was helping to develop it, you had Kamala Harris in the vice presidential debate saying, you know, I don't trust Donald Trump and all this ridiculous nonsense. Yeah, he's exactly right. They hated the vaccines under Trump. They love them under Biden. But they're also finding, Captain, that it's not as easy as all that. You know, from what they're finding out, people are being somewhat resistant. But I don't think Trump would have gone this authoritarian road. I think Trump would have been out there winning their hearts and minds. And by the way, I'll just say this real briefly. If Hillary Clinton had been president at the time and this happened, I don't think we'd even have a vaccine by now. I mean, they would say, oh, that's years and years away. We'd have a lot more COVID restrictions. But because of Donald Trump, we have the vaccine.
Oh, that's true. Now, the Rittenhouse trial is going on right now. The young man who shot and killed a couple of people that were, well, they weren't rioters. They were looters. They were breaking in, looting stores and whatnot. And they chased him down the street after he came up on them and ordered them to leave, along with several other young men he was with, some sort of posse or whatever they called themselves. But the judge shut down the prosecutor's irrelevant evidence, stating that it had no bearing on the trial whatsoever. And it looks like as if this trial is starting to go backwards a little bit in terms of the charges and what was done because of a witness that's there who testified as to what Mr. Rittenhouse's actions were, and apparently most of it was to defend himself against being attacked or overcome and his weapon taken away by some other people that God only knows what they would have done to him.
Exactly right, and that's Judge Schroeder there in the Kenosha County Circuit Court. The idea of the evidence is the prosecution, I believe, trying to bring in videos and so forth, trying to establish the general state of the mind of the defendant, basically, and the judge shut all that down, saying, well, that's not part of this whole matter, because what they're talking about is the incident in which these events occurred, in particular to Kyle Rittenhouse and that situation, not the overall rioting and looting situation. So that's why I think the prosecution was trying to go a lot more broad, and the judge reined them back in.
Who is the Daily Wire?
Oh, that's, yeah, it's, well, it's a news site and so forth, and I'm trying to remember off the top of my head who runs it.
It's a young Jewish commentator. I think his name is Shapiro.
Ben Shapiro.
He's on television a lot, and he has a radio show, too. He says, and I quote, The Daily Wire says, and I quote, "We're not going to comply," as they announce they're challenging Joe Biden's vaccine mandate.
Well, one of the great things, Captain, about living in the United States, and, you know, we're not talking about the vaccine in and of itself. That is a different discussion. But the idea of the mandate, that is the relevant issue here. And it's a good thing we live in the United States of America, because you can challenge things that the government mandates that you have to do, and then you can go to court. That's our system. This is the system, I think, that so many on the left, the far left, and the so-called Democrats, socialists, the progressives, whatever you want to call them, I think that's the system they really want to tear down. But you shouldn't have the right to say no to the government. And we have a system by which, if eventually it goes all the way to the Supreme Court and it's judged to be a correct order, it's like disobeying an unlawful order in the military. You have the right to disobey an unlawful order. But in this case, we're just supposed to shut up and do whatever they say. I mean, even if it's good in the grand sense of a vaccine, but it's not within their power. And that's what they're going to – the lawsuits like this will help to find out.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Monday morning here, and starting the week off. We've got a lot of different things going on here today. And, of course, Veterans Day comes up on the 11th, which is Thursday of this week. So remember that. And we will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why should I?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Alrighty, in this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the pilot and the flying J nearest you. Pull on in there, find out what they're all about, tell them the captain sent you. You just might get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. And while you're there, join the free driver's club. That'll give you points on the fuel you buy, points on the food you buy, points on the supplies you buy in the store that you can use just like money and a discount later on. Okay, we're going to get started here. Here we go.
Tonight's the night we'll make history. As sure as dogs can fly. And I'll take any risk to tie back the hands of time. And stay with you here tonight.
That group?
Oh, that's Styx.
Yeah.
That Styx with Dennis DeYoung on lead vocals there.
Yeah, and boy, you talking about rocking the house tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's from Paradise Theater, and that was concept album, by the way, by Styx, and those were pretty popular back in the day. Elton John, Captain Fantastic. Of course, the ultimate concept album, really, Sgt. Pepper, right? And but a lot of people had those kinds of things, and Dennis DeYoung brought that theatrical quality. I mean, you could make that into a Broadway show tomorrow.
Well, that actually, when you look at it and you watch the way the video was produced, it does look like a Broadway show.
Exactly, and that's the kind of composing that Dennis DeYoung was really famous for. He could do it very well.
Okay, well, let's take a look at you and out west, because you got snow all the way from the Canadian border and all the mountains all the way down to, oh gosh, the California-Nevada line just to the east of you and north of you.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We're looking at winter weather advisories, of course, all the way from the Canadian line down through Seattle. As you come down Interstate 5, of course. We also have some wind advisories out in the central Oregon and western, eastern Oregon area. If you come across I-84, for example, you've got winter weather advisories there. Also, as we mentioned, the winter weather advisories coming down through Bend, Oregon, down through Klamath Falls, and that area where they also have wind advisories, a high wind warning in Medford as well. Now, of course, we're seeing these storms come through the Pacific Northwest, which is going to generate more rainfall and so forth, rain in the forecast for places like Portland and Seattle as well. It looks like also that storm warning is going to come down towards Redding. So if you're coming up the Interstate 5 freeway, you're going to be involved in that. High winds around Reno coming across I-80. And other than that, we've got a pretty quiet map by and large for the rest of the West, except for, of course, we've got pretty low temperatures, especially at nighttime. Like, for example, right now in Great Falls, Montana, it's registering 33 degrees, 25 for our friends in Bozeman, and for our friends in Missoula, Montana Big Sky Night, 29 degrees.
Well, in the panhandle of Florida and the northern part of Florida up around Ocala, you're going to have temperatures in the 40s, possibly upper 30s, so we're getting there. Definitely got some heavy frost warnings for the mountains of South Carolina and the eastern part of Tennessee. Eric up in East Tennessee is going to have his little tootsies cold today because it's going to be really chilly up there. And then we've got this gale warning with this system that came roaring across Florida over the weekend and went up the East Coast. And you've got a gale warning all the way from, Charleston, South Carolina, all the way up to the Chesapeake Bay and outward into the ocean about probably 150 miles. So this is going to be moving away from the U.S., but still there'll be plenty of rip current and some residual effect there. Now, we do have quite a bit of flooding along the eastern side of Florida and Georgia and South Carolina and North Carolina, coastal flooding from the high waves and whatnot. So be advised of that. And way up on the Canadian border tonight, if you're going up that way, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, going into Canada, you've got a bunch of really cold weather, and it looks like as if there is possibly some lake effect snow trying to kick in up there in the usual places. So we'll see. We'll see. But, Kyle, I got something a little special I want to play here. Are you ready to just kind of advance some nostalgia here?
Of course.
All right, let's see if we can do this.
The greatest city in the whole world. Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
The King.
They are longing to stray.
Frank Sinatra, chairman of the board. Is that what he was, Kyle?
Chairman of the board. Yep.
All right, I said the King. That's probably Elvis. All right, today, folks, is the 70th anniversary of when Frank Salvato made his first appearance in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we're celebrating that tonight. And this is by special request. Somebody wanted to hear Frank Salvato. And this is my favorite song because it talks about New York.
That's right. Sinatra all the way.
They yep. are melting away.
Nelson Riddle's orchestra.
Well, Nelson Riddle is incomparable. And that performance, Captain, was in September of 1951 at the Desert Inn.
Yep.
Make it there, I'll make it.
Listen to this.
Anywhere.
So true.
It's up to you. New York.
If I can make it there, I can make it anywhere. That's what was so good about Donald Trump, because he epitomizes that song.
Well, certainly. And also, the way that Sinatra sang the song and how it really caught fire was really something. It is a city that never sleeps, and we've seen it go through good times, go through bad times. Hopefully we're going to see a lot of those good times a lot real soon.
You know what I miss?
What's that?
The automats.
That's
where you can put the money in and get a sandwich for like 50 cents?
Yep,
just run it around till you got the sandwich you wanted. Anyway, hold that thought. Boy, I'm dating myself here now. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.